Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Tuesday, March 3. In Squiz Kids today, it's getting hot in here. The 3D printed steak revolution. Aussies smash Kiwis for cricket semi-final. And John Cena's small man moment. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
Was it just me, or did you too find the summer just gone unusually hot? You wouldn't be alone if you did, with the Bureau of Meteorology yesterday reporting that the summer we've just had was the second hottest on record. The Bureau of Meteorology, also known by its acronym The Bomb, is Australia's official weather agency, keeping track of all things temperature and rainfall. In its seasonal review, released yesterday, it said that only the summer of 2018 was hotter than the one we had last year. And while some last-minute rain helped put out bushfires, the country's water stores are still low. Thankfully, though, there's a cyclone hovering off Western Australia as we speak, whose clouds should hopefully be dragged across the middle of the continent and deliver some much-needed rain to drought-ravaged parts of Western New South Wales and down into Victoria. Fingers and toes crossed, everyone. Have you noticed there's no toilet paper in your local supermarket? Or more and more people seem to be wandering around with face masks? It's all to do with the coronavirus, which continues to spread both around the world and here in Australia. As some people respond by buying up supplies at their local supermarket, health authorities have been at pains to point out the best way to beat the coronavirus is for us all to practice good personal hygiene, and especially make sure you are a careful and regular washer of your hands. Doctors agree the best way to prevent a virus from getting into your system is to keep your hands as clean as you possibly can and try not to touch your face, mouth, or eyes. In good news for all you non-adults out there, Australia's top doctor yesterday said kids appeared to be less likely than adults to contract the virus, and when and if they did, they tended to recover quickly.
Globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Barcelona, in Spain, where the question from restaurants might soon be, how would you like your steak printed? Researchers there are perfecting a plant-based steak made from peas, rice, and seaweed, whose ingredients are laid down in criss-crossed layers by a 3D printer. 3D printers are amazing tools. Pretty much anything that used to be able to be printed on a piece of paper can now be created as a three-dimensional object by these special printers. And remarkably, that now includes food. There are already plenty of hamburgers out on the market whose patties are made of plants instead of meat. It's the plant-based revolution, baby, coming to a dinner plate near you.
Time.
The Aussies are off to the semi-finals of the T20 Cricket World Cup after beating New Zealand yesterday afternoon in Melbourne. But it's come at a cost, as all-star all-rounder Elise Perry was forced from the field with a hamstring injury. The Aussie women's cricket team conceded 5 wickets for 155 runs before holding New Zealand to a score of only 151 runs to book their place in a semi-final match against England on Thursday. Organisers of the tournament are hoping the home team win the semi and progress to the final at the MCG on Sunday, where a challenge has been set to attract a world record crowd. So, you know, no pressure, Aussies.
Pop Culture Corner.
John Cena, the professional wrestler and occasional movie star, is a pretty big bloke, right? At 184 centimetres tall and 114 kilograms, he's not exactly someone you'd describe as a pipsqueak. So it's small wonder the internet went into a little bit of a meltdown on the weekend when Cena met and had his photo taken with the tallest man in American basketball, Taco Fall, who towers over Cena at 2 metres and 26 centimetres. Fall, who was born in Senegal in Africa, plays for the Boston Celtics in America's hugely popular National Basketball League. The height of the average door is 2 meters, meaning Taco spends a lot of time ducking to get in and out of rooms. I'm going to guess he's not a fan of ceiling fans. There's a link in today's episode notes to a photo of Cena meeting Taco.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What is the popular food that 3D printers in Barcelona have started to create a version of? That's right, it's a steak. Question number two. Which country won last night's women's T20 cricket clash between Australia and New Zealand? Yep, it was the Aussies. Question number three. Name the wrestling champ and sometime film star who barely measured up at the weekend to American basketball's tallest man. You got it. It was John Cena. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
Today's birthday shoutouts go to Sam from Melbourne, Hugo from the Gold Coast, Eamon from Adelaide, Cameron from Valentine, Flynn from Gulf View Heights, Ethan from Canberra, Janice from Sydney, Grace and Ella from Kawaramup, Joshua from Brighton, Matilda from Canberra, Charlie from Sydney, Lucas from Brisbane, and Hugo from all the way over there in Tampa, Florida. And a few classroom shout-outs to everyone listening in 5 Plum at Liverpool West Public School, 56H at Abbotsford Public School, Mr. Stanton's class at Heaney Park Primary School, and 56S at Hume Public School in Lavington, New South Wales. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and if you want a shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again the same time tomorrow. Now, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.